Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Solar Pack Strategic Update conference call. All the participants are currently on listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be a Q&A session, and to ask your question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Mr. Pablo Burgos. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to Solar Pack's strategy update. I am Pablo Burgos, CEO of Solar Pack, and we also have in the call Ignacio Artazcoz, Executive Chairman, and Javier Arellano, Head of Corporate Development and Investor Relations. Our conference call will be split between a presentation and a Q&A session that will come after. This presentation is available in our website and in the CNMV website. We communicated to the market in our latest earnings call that we wanted to give an update on strategy and outlook, and this is what we intend to do in the following hours. Let us move first to page two, where we have an important disclaimer that applies to the information contained in this presentation. Please read it after the call if you have not yet. In today's agenda, which you can find in page three, we will initially take a look back to our track record as a solar PV vertically integrated player, and in particular, what the company has achieved since our IPO launched in December 2018. Later on, we will discuss about market outlook to see how Solar Pack is positioned in this aspect. The main part of this presentation will be dedicated to the third item, which is our strategy update. We will share with the market how we position ourselves and what we intend to do in the solar PV space for the coming years. As a wrap-up of this call, we will discuss our outlook, which was partly shared in our last earnings call. We will go a bit deeper into the outlook today. Let's start then with page number five. Solar Pack's profile is a solar PV industry veteran with presence in over 10 markets across four continents. The company has been able to develop its business model since its foundation in 2005 in many of the highest solar PV growth regions. Our first PV project started to inject energy in 2007, and since then, we were able to deploy our fully self-funded presence in many markets, continuously increasing the size of our projects in a profitable growth mode. We do remark the word profitable. Undoubtedly, our IPO in late 2018 was a relevant change in the way we have been able to grow. Since our IPO, Solar Pack has multiplied its installed capacity three times, from 128 megawatts to 450 megawatts in attributable capacity. This is the result of an attractive backlog we already had in our IPO. But since then, the company has been able to achieve an order intake of 469 megawatts in 2020, in addition to the 215 megawatts achieved in 2019. These intense development efforts allow us to expect having 1 gigawatt in operation and under construction by year-end 2021. Let's move on to page number six. Since the very beginning of our life as a company, Solar Pack has been a pioneer in solar PV in all its markets. We believe that our main breakthroughs speak well of our values, which are open-minded, integrity, agility, and high performance. In this presentation, we want to share with you five of these breakthroughs. Back in 2006, we were able to sign a 56 million euro project finance deal for our first solar PV project in Spain. which at that time it was the biggest ever closed in the Spanish market for this technology. In 2011, after establishing ourselves as the first solar PV developer in Chile, we signed with Codelco the first corporate PPA with no subsidies in LATAM for the supply of clean energy to a grid-connected mining operation. In 2012, we successfully developed 4 PV projects in Peru, the first of their kind in the country. In 2016, we were awarded with a PPA contract in Chile, which at that point in time was the lowest solar PV tariff worldwide, although lasting only for a few weeks. And last year, we were also able to bid for the lowest tariff ever in India. All these breakthroughs and much more silent work has resulted in an attractive operating fleet of 545 megawatts and approximately 1 gigawatt of projects successfully developed in 26 locations and 6 different countries. Now please flip the page to number 7. Today we are updating for the first time our latest strategic plan shared with the market during our IPO. We believe it is an adequate moment to review the performance of the ambitious targets made back in 2018. As we can see in this slide, the company has delivered and achieved on each and every commitment. In our development and construction business unit, we committed to a yearly 150 to 300 megawatt per year of development and construction activity, and we have achieved an average of 254 megawatts per year during 2019 and 2020. We also targeted a DEFCON gross margin between 10% and 15%. And we have achieved an average gross margin of 14% during the last 2 years. In our power generation business unit, we targeted a capacity of circa 1 gigawatt by year end 2021. And that's what we are targeting, to have a total of circa 1 gigawatt operating and under construction at that point in time. Also in power gen, we targeted equity IRR returns which, both in hard and soft currency, stand at the high end of the range during 2019 and 2020. We also set targets for quality and risk metrics of our portfolio in operation. Both of them have been clearly met during 2019 and 2020 in excess of the percentage of hard currency revenues and contracted revenues that we set. It is also remarkable that during 2019 and 2020, our project development portfolio has grown in 5.1 gigawatts. We did not set specific targets for this KPI, but we believe it is worth to be noted during this presentation. Wrapping up this slide, we want to say to the market that delivery is key for Solarpack, and therefore we are proud to achieve these targets. Please turn the page to number 8. Besides meeting the commitments, if we take a look at the financials since late 2018, Solarpack has been able to grow by 5 times its EBITDA to 65.4 million euros in 2020, while maximizing non-recourse project finance leverage as proof of the quality of our projects. The net financial debt, fully project financed, of our operational projects has reached a total of 404 million euros, with a healthy 6.2-time multiple of net debt over yearly EBITDA. It is worth noting that we have been able to deliver this growth, reducing our net corporate cash position in just 33 million euros from year-end 2018, reaching a total of 54 million euros of corporate cash in 2020 year-end, which gives us a solid position to continue funding further growth. Now Javier will guide us through the market outlook. Javier, please.
Thank you, Pablo. So before jumping into our strategy, it is important to review the market environment. So please move to slide 10, where we take a look at the growth projections made by the IEA's World Energy Outlook. It is not new to anyone that renewables are experiencing an unprecedented momentum and that very high growth is expected for these generation sources in the next decades compared to other conventional sources. In this context, SolarPack is specialized in the right technology and present in the right markets. On the one hand, solar PV is expected to multiply by 6.3 times its installed capacity worldwide in 2040, adding approximately 3 terawatts of new installed capacity, more than any other technology. As for the geographical footprint, SolarPack is present in the regions with the highest volumes and highest growth rates for solar PV, excluding China and the rest of Asia-Pacific. Additions in those regions where SolarPack is present are expected to contribute approximately 1.8 terawatts of new capacity, multiplying by 7 times current installed capacity. These expectations for solar PV are well-founded in our view, since the LCOE competitiveness, the modularity, and the speed of deployment are the best fundamentals to support PV growth in the long run. Moving on to slide 11, we note that, no surprise, this unprecedented momentum for renewables is attracting the interest of various investor groups. Aside from the specialized renewable IPPs, we are seeing most large utilities entering solar PV as mainstream technology. There are also private equity funds, infra funds, and pension funds with high liquidity, which together with ESG thematic funds and oil and gas companies decarbonizing their business models, are aggressively entering the solar PV market. And all this interest is supported by high liquidity, low technology risk perception, and low for longer interest rates, at least up to now. The result is that cost of capital has seen a reduction, raising operational assets valuations on the one hand, and pushing the various players to enter earlier project development stages to enhance returns, bringing more competition for new projects on the other hand. Also, if you please move to slide 12, we note that massive penetration of solar PV is creating grid-link challenges in some markets, namely grid imbalances and grid connection point scarcity, as well as market-link challenges related to demand for supply curves that go beyond solar hours coming from some energy off-takers. This will only become more frequent as penetration of renewables in general and solar PV in particular continues, as we've seen in the expected additions in the previous page. Solutions such as combining battery storage with PV and hybridization with other technologies where needed can help tackle these challenges and convert them into opportunities. And for that, specialization in solar PV and storage and ability to partner with other renewable specialized players if needed will be key to bring innovative and competitive solutions in the most flexible possible way. Now please move to slide 13, where we'd like to remark that the growth prospects for solar PV is fantastic news, and that SolarPack is exceptionally well positioned to thrive in this growing yet competitive market. We have been doing it for over 15 years already, and we are fully equipped to continue capturing profitable growth thanks to our current strategy, which is based on being at the forefront of solar PV technology, having a vertically integrated business model to capture value in all project stages, and being well diversified from the geographic standpoint to be able to grow consistently over time. And all this supported by a sound financial situation that gives us strong firepower to invest in future growth. Also, our extensive experience and track record executing profitable projects, partnering with all types of parties in different jurisdictions, exporting business models across geographies, combining central and local teams, and adopting new technologies and business models are strong and reliable credentials from which to continue building on our strategy. Now let's have Ignacio Artazkoz, our Executive Chairman, dive into the heart of this presentation, which is the update of our strategy.
Thank you, Javier. We are moving now into the strategy update section. Please turn to slide 15. And let us please start with an executive summary of our strategy update. It is important to highlight that you will not hear today a disruptive strategy from us. We like the way we do things. We really think that we are on the right path for delivering a sustainable business model that enables SolarPack to accomplish and even exceed expectations from all our stakeholders. You will see during the presentation that over 80% of the business in 2026 will continue to come from the current focus in geographies and technology. But in this strategy update, we want also to start walking the path from now on for preserving an attractive SolarPack beyond 2026 by entering now into new business areas like new markets, expanding in storage and energy management, and innovating in energy sales. We have selected 5 key messages. First, geographic diversification and expansion. We plan to continue strengthening current geographic footprint by deepening in our core high-growth, high-volume markets. Spain, US, India, and LATAM, these markets will contribute above 80% of our future growth. We will also selectively enter into attractive new frontier markets with special focus on Southeast Asia and Africa. Second, addressing what we have reviewed in the market outlook section, we want to put special focus on tapping corporate PPA growth, walking our own experience in storage, and maintaining the innovation as a key element for accessing to new business opportunities. Third, in this plan, we target a capacity in operation and under construction by 2023 of 1.8 to 2 gigawatts, and we show an extended guidance trend to approx 4 gigawatts by 2026. Fourth, this growth is planned to be funded first from our operating cash generated in our power generation operating plans and through our DEFCON margins. Second, from the project finance of the new projects, maintaining current non-recourse debt financing strategy. And third, from the leverage headroom that we have at the corporate level. Additionally, SolarPack has firepower from asset rotation and from access to equity markets. We will analyze both to optimize the capital structure of the company. And finally, in this strategy update, you will see that for SolarPack, ESG remains at the core of how we conduct business and at the center of our strategy. Moving to slide 16. In the center, we see how our strategy emerges from our purposes and values that are the driving forces of our ESG and innovation approach. We divide our strategy in what we call business strategy, that is, what to do on the left, and our operational strategy, that is, how we do things on the right. In the business strategy, we will cover geographic diversification, with a mentioned focus on maintaining and deepen the presence in high-volume, high-growth markets. Technology is a key element for maintaining our competitiveness in solar PV and entering storage to address new sector challenges, and energy sales to expand the way we sell our energy. In the operational strategy, we will insist in the way we do things and how we are organized as key elements for succeeding in implementing our business strategy. Our operational strategy remains unchanged since the IPO. Our vertically integrated model helps in extracting synergies and maintaining competitive advantage. Our lean and proven expansion organization enables geographic expansion, guaranteeing Solar Park's way of doing things and lowering expansion risk. Our strict financial and risk control allows for quick and transparent decision-making process. Please flip to page number 18. As we just said, ESG remains at the core of our strategy. Our approach to ESG is based on our company purpose, that is, to accelerate the transition to clean and affordable energy for all, in line with the Sustainable Development Goal number 7. Solar Park is also committed to 6 other SDGs as described in the presentation. This purpose is supported by our values of the company. The way we work is as important as what we do. So the values are, as Pablo mentioned, integrity, open-minded, high performance, and agility. This is the way we act daily to achieve our purpose. All that is integrated in our corporate social responsibility policy, available to everyone on our webpage, and supported by a series of general commitments linked to ethics, human rights, favorable employment, compliance, stakeholder engagement, responsible supply chain, social work. For aligning the whole organization with these commitments, we use the materiality analysis and develop our internal policies. We have an ESG master plan in place with specific actions defined for the next years. All this counts with the support of the company's risk management systems and processes, which allow us to maximize the positive impact and minimize the negative impact in all our processes and activities. In page 19, we see how the ESG approach is translated into action, that is, how we implement it. We do it through a framework that places ESG at the core of the company strategy. It implies a process that starts from the stakeholder engagement, following with the definition of the KPIs, targets, and its monitoring, a transparent communication of these targets and the engagement of the key areas of the companies are basic for the implementation of the whole system. All this is a circular process of continuous improvement. Within this framework, we highlight the following specific areas. In the top left of the page, we carry out a materiality assessment through an internal and external analysis with 20 key areas defined, among which we highlight some examples here. For instance, in the social area, health and safety is one of our main priorities at Solar Park. And in the governance area, we focus our policies, processes, and internal controls on ethics and anti-corruption. At the top right of the page, in line with the materiality analysis, we have implemented different metrics, 64 KPIs in total, in line with ESG standards for monitoring our actions, targets, and results. At the bottom right, we communicate our ESG practices in our sustainability report that is available in our webpage for you. Communication of all our ESG activities, actions executed, key metrics that we follow, and our targets is also an important element. At the bottom left, we see how ESG is implemented in Solar Park. It is embedded in our business processes as we understand ESG is a natural element of our business execution and not an independent process. Therefore, our daily processes include ESG-related activities, controls, and metrics. In next page, 20, we have included some examples of some specific ESG actions we have in place. We are supporting EQI. It is a foundation with a strong link to Solar Pack from its origin that installs autonomous solar PV with batteries energy sources in developing countries, mainly in schools and local hospitals. It also promotes local training and education. Solar Pack helps EQI in some support functions like engineering, administration, HR, accounting and IT. We are also supporting the local communities around our operating plants. Here, for example, the supports to the Jesuits in Peru to promote the use of clean energy, the economic empowerment of local women, and the development of communities. Our projects in Peru have contributed to circa $700,000 in the last years. Linked to health and safety, it is worth mentioning that we are promoting and leading a working group at UNEF, Spanish Solar PV Association, to standardize the health and safety reporting in the sector. We have shared our methodology and are promoting this initiative in order to have positive impact beyond our company on an aspect that is material to us, and that will also allow the sector to use a benchmark that serves as a reference for the continuous improvement of the whole sector. Finally, in page 21, we show some ESG metrics that we follow. Let me please highlight some examples of KPIs reported in Solar Pack. In the environment area, we measure, for example, tons of CO2 avoided with the energy we produce, environmental fines, and internal and external personnel dedicated to environmental topics. In the social area, health and safety is for Solar Pack our main priority. We have set specific targets linked to the improvement of frequency and severity indexes. These health and safety targets are part of the variable compensation of all the employees at Solar Pack. We measure also the gender remuneration gap, percentage of local employees, training hours, and social initiatives where we are involved. In the corporate governance area, we measure and control number of independent directors, women in the board, and women in the executive committee. Let me please now pass the word to Pablo to follow with the discussion of the business strategy.
Thank you, Nacho. If we can now move to page 23, we will review our geographic diversification, why we are present in our geographies, and where we want to be headed. In this slide, we go through one of the main topics when we meet with investors and analysts, which is how and why we do select the territories where we operate. What we do is a proven and methodological approach which assesses three key elements. First element is the equity IRR we expect to get in these markets and how it compares with attributes of each market. If we believe it is an attractive IRR given the country risk profile and the overall return, we will have a green light in this first element. The second element we do review is the one related to market size, but very closely with the third element, which is the fit with Solar Pack's model and the ease of access for Solar Pack into this market. As an example, we may see Brazil as a very big market in terms of size, but at this moment, we consider that the ease of access and the fit with our model are not adequate. On the other side, Ecuador is an example of a reduced market size, but with a very good fit to Solar Pack and ease of access due to historical reasons. Proof of that is that we were awarded recently with a relevant 260 megawatt PPA contract in Ecuador. In a strategy review, we have conducted this process, and the outcome is the following. 80% of our future growth will come from our current core markets, where our strategy will be maintained and deepened. We call it current deeper. These markets are Spain, USA, India, and LATAM. And what we mean by deeper is increasing project development resources to improve our position in those markets and capture more market share. Second, we will enter into new markets without losing our focus, but very selectively, and with a profile of frontier markets within Africa and Southeast Asia. The purpose of these new markets would be contributing to growth beyond the horizon of this business plan. A good example of this is what India meant to us 5 years ago, where we were not even present. And third, finally, we will also have an opportunistic approach, reacting to specific opportunities, tenders, or M&A opportunities. If we can now move on to page 24, we'll take a look at our current development portfolio, which is a cornerstone of our geographic diversification. As Nacho shared with you previously, our extended guidance trend considers 4 gigawatts of capacity in operation or under construction by year-end 2026. In order to achieve this number, our current portfolio of projects provides 2.8 gigawatts, which is 70% of these 4 gigawatts. This is based on the probabilities we do assign to projects in pipeline and identified opportunities status, and also the estimated percentage of projects we do in a build and own mode. The split of these 2.8 gigawatts is the following. 0.6 gigawatts come from our plants in operation and under construction, as you can see in the lower right side of this slide. Also, 0.4 gigawatts come from our backlog, mainly located in India. On top of that, 1.1 gigawatt comes from our pipeline and 0.7 gigawatts from our identified opportunities. We want to raise your attention for letting you know that a very interesting annex is attached to this presentation. For the first time, we are releasing a very detailed information of all and every project that is forming our pipeline and our identified opportunities. In this list, you will mainly find projects developed by Solarpack and also a few projects we are bidding for EPC services. We believe this information as a whole is interesting for the market in order to assess the quality and probabilities of our development portfolio. Please move to page number 25. Again, with an extended guidance strength of 4 gigawatts by 2026 year-end, as mentioned before, in addition to the 2.8 gigawatts reviewed in the previous slide, we will have to provide for an additional 1.2 gigawatts up to these 4 gigawatts. This capacity will come from the regeneration of our pipeline and identified opportunities. Looking up to 2026, it is a 6-year period, sufficiently long to regenerate our portfolio. This expected portfolio regeneration is solidly based on what we have achieved in the last 2 years, increasing the total portfolio under development in 5.1 gigawatts. We will surely be able to grow this portfolio in the coming years and provide the expected regeneration. We are reviewing our geographic footprint, so let's start in page 26, where we will share with the market our views in each of the territories we operate and how we see our portfolio. Page 26 starts with Spain, a key market for Solarpack and our home market. Solar PV market is expected to grow in Spain 30 gigawatts up to 2030 in solar PV grid-connected capacity. Our development track record in the market is remarkable, with a total of 345 megawatts developed and built in different locations. And we have 130 megawatts in operation as well in our own portfolio. Based on our current development portfolio, it shall yield an additional 536 megawatts of projects built, probability weighted. Needless to say, it is a market with very intense competition for grid access points and in the public and private PPA market. Innovative market approach will be a key in the coming years, but also the opportunity and chance for increased electricity demand in Spain is there, with huge potential for EVs and green hydrogen consumptions. In page 27, we do review the US market. This is a huge market, which, based on the World Energy Outlook 2020 forecasts, is expected to add 178 gigawatts of grid-connected solar PV until 2030. Our experience in the market is limited to development so far and amounts to a total of 136 megawatts in one multi-site project in the early 2010s. Our development portfolio amounts today to 1.6 gigawatts, which shall yield 0.6 gigawatts of projects built based on probabilities weighted. We are initially focused in Midwest and Southeast markets, and we perceive a continuous regulatory support which could accelerate growth in the market. We are as well monitoring the market for inorganic opportunities to speed up the construction of projects in the US. Page 28 is about India. With an even bigger growth prospect than the US, the International Energy Agency expects India to install 210 gigawatts of PV in the next 10 years. We have a track record based on mid-sized projects for a total of 157 megawatts developed and built in two projects. And our backlog is entering the big-size utility scale projects, which will make the bulk of this future growth. Our development portfolio, including our Gorbea project in the backlog, reaches 1.1 gigawatts, which shall yield a total of 0.5 gigawatts of projects built, probability weighted. It is worth to be noted that based on the fast development lead times in India to bring projects into backlog, our potential in the market is higher than what the existing identified opportunities reflect relative to other markets. Page 29 is about LATAM, South America, where we did build our first projects outside of Spain. The region, excluding Brazil and also Mexico, is expected to build a total of 18 gigawatts of grid-connected solar PV in the next 10 years. Solarpack has a strong presence in five of the key markets in LATAM. With a development portfolio of 2 gigawatts, we expect to generate 0.8 gigawatts of new projects built, probability weighted. These targets are also based in our extensive track record in the region, with a total of 14 projects developed and built that represent a total of 410 megawatts of installed capacity. Our current fleet in operation represents 249 megawatts of these 410 megawatts. Page 10 is about Southeast Asia, the first of what we call new markets to clearly develop. It is a region with a huge population, with roughly 600 million inhabitants in the five main countries of the area. In all the region, electricity consumption per capita is still low. All this combined makes for an expected 44 gigawatts of new grid-connected solar PV to be installed in the area during the next 10 years. Solarpack is present in Malaysia and Vietnam, with strong synergies with our Indian platform for further expansion in the region. With a track record of 116 megawatts under construction in one location, we have a yet modest development portfolio, which we expect to yield 131 megawatts of new projects built, probability weighted. We clearly expect a strong regeneration of pipeline in the area to raise our numbers of projects here. And last but not least, page 31 is about Africa. Again, one of what we call new markets to develop strongly together with Southeast Asia. Based on the low electricity consumption per capita of 0.6 megawatt hours per year and coped with the huge population of up to 1.3 billion people, the International Energy Agency expects that a total of 52 gigawatts will be newly installed in the continent during the next 10 years. Solarpack's presence in the continent is limited to South Africa, where we have a 1 gigawatt project pipeline, from which we expect to take part in the next round of tenders run by the Ministry of Energy. Recently announced, rounds 5 and 6 of the REIPP program are expected to tender a total of 2 gigawatts in solar PV installed capacity during the next 12 months, in addition to the bilateral private PPA market, which is expected to grow significantly and where we are also taking part. Our current development portfolio shall yield to Solarpack a total of 0.4 gigawatts in new projects in South Africa mainly, probability weighted. This far, we have reviewed the solid fundamentals of the territories where we operate, which lay the grounds to meet the targets of installed capacity we shared with you all. Solarpack has a long track record entering new markets in a lean and agile way, levering on its core teams to support local development in all business and project stages. Before passing word to Javier, let me summarize in page 32 a case study about one of our latest market entries, Malaysia. We opened up the Southeast Asia Regional Office in 2016 and took part in our first tender in 2019 after developing the 3SP project in northern Malaysia. We were awarded, and in 2020, construction of the solar PV plant was started. A key element to succeed in this market has been the methodology and coordination of our core and central teams with the newly created lean local development team in all project stages. We have been running the development of this project with 4 people on the ground. Construction stage has allowed us to grow the team with new members for the operations involved in construction and development. Now, after reviewing the geographic landscape, I pass the word to Javier for a look at technology and energy sales.
Thank you, Pablo. So let's cover now the technology section of our strategy update. Please flip to slide 34. Solarpack's view of technology is based on 3 pillars that are fundamental to us. Firstly, we see specialization as a key element to be competitive in the market. Also, we believe in continuously testing new commercially available solar PV technologies and products to get first-hand knowledge of their performance under real conditions. For example, as we see in the bottom left side of the slide, we have extensive experience introducing new types of modules, trackers, and inverters in our plants. We have also made progress in digitization, a key strategic enabler for us, where we have, for instance, developed our own SCADA for our remote operation center. Likewise, we have adopted and are ready to adopt new techniques to make our processes more efficient. Going back to the pillars, when it comes to make relevant volume decisions for new projects, we always base our choices on clear client and market needs. Besides all this, to be able to adopt new products and technologies and learn from the past to improve our designs, we lever on our strong engineering capabilities. As for specific opportunities requiring technologies in which we are not specialists, agility and partnering experience are fundamental to collaborate with other specialized players. This is key, for example, when facing technology hybridization to address specific market needs while keeping flexibility and PV technology focus. With regards to storage, we are already walking our own path with the construction of a pilot project in Chile. Let's move to the next slide, slide 35, to take a closer look at the San Marcos PV and storage project. San Marcos is a three-phase project located in Arica region in northern Chile that will have a total installed capacity of 13.2 megawatts of solar PV and 4.4 megawatt-hours of lithium-ion battery storage, which will represent a total investment of circa $10 million. Phase one, comprising 4.6 megawatts of solar PV and 2.3 megawatt-hour of battery storage, is already under construction and will be operational by Q3 2021. The project will have two different types of storage systems, DC and AC, and will be used to test different revenue models such as price arbitrage from load shifting, frequency control services to the grid, and firm capacity. Our project development teams will analyze how to optimize these revenue streams, while our engineers will closely monitor the behavior of the two storage systems depending on the application or revenue model. San Marcos will give Solarpack key first-hand knowledge of on-site technology behavior and battery storage system optimization to address different business models in Chile and other markets. Now, looking into PV technology costs in slide 36, Solarpack still foresees reduction potential in the coming years. In this illustrative example, we show the cost breakdown of a solar PV plant in Europe with a one-axis tracker technology and low interconnection costs. Taking a closer view of the hard costs, which are the costs that an EPC contractor like Solarpack would have access to, we note that in the last 18 months, cost evolution has been characterized by strong reductions seen in module prices in Q2 and early Q3 2020 due to COVID offer-demand imbalances, and from Q4 2020 and through 2021, significant raw material and logistic cost increases. That has caused a hiccup in 2021, which will in any case not affect the reduction trend expected for the next years in our view. Therefore, we see that costs are expected to come down by around 18% by 2026, making the technology even more competitive than it is today. Now let's move to energy sales. Please go to slide 38. Long-term revenue visibility allows for non-recourse competitive financing and therefore cost of capital optimization of solar PV plants. In return, solar PV projects with visible revenues can offer lower energy prices together with very predictable production and long-term price visibility to energy off-takers. The natural instruments to achieve these reciprocal benefits are PPA contracts, which in many markets are becoming more and more instrumental, especially in the corporate market segment. Solarpack has consistently negotiated different types of PPA contracts through the past decade. On total, we have negotiated PPAs for projects adding 1.4 gigawatts in six different jurisdictions. Besides, these contracts have entailed different risk profiles for Solarpack projects, ranging from pure take-or-pay contracts to more complex schemes where early dispatch is required. All this experience gives us in-depth knowledge to face the PPA corporate market segment growth, which we'd like to cover in the next page. So please go to slide 39. Corporate PPAs are becoming more and more important worldwide, and Solarpack's experience negotiating these types of contracts in over six territories puts us in a great position to tackle growth in this specific segment. Corporate market segment growth is being driven by solar PV competitiveness and ESG awareness in most corporations. We believe that this trend is expected to continue going forward, so Solarpack has set up a new organization to put specific focus in this corporate market segment, as well as in other areas which could help tap additional demand in B2B and even in B2C segments in innovative ways. This team will focus on strengthening relationships with key off-takers and pursuing specific opportunities, always addressing client needs. The new team will also pay special attention to areas such as microgrids, off-grid solutions, virtual power plants, and other opportunities which could represent growth in the future. But how we do things is just as important as the things we do. In the following section, Ignacio will drive us through our operational strategy.
Thank you, Javier. Now we look into our operational strategy. As Javier said, how we do things. It includes vertical integration, expansion organization, and strict financial and risk control metrics. As you will see, we are firmly convinced that our existing operational strategy remains valid and is the right one to deliver the business strategy that we have just seen together with its planned profitable growth. Please move to slide 41. Starting at the vertical integration, we continue to see the whole benefits of our organization that we presented in our previous strategic plan at the IPO. With our three business units, DEVCON, Power Generation, and Services. This slide is an extract of the analyst presentation of our IPO, where we highlight the benefits of our vertical integration in terms of value capture, competitiveness, and risk control. It is probably worth to highlight the synergies of this model. First, know-how transfer between the business units to ensure optimal competitiveness in each project. Second, flexibility and risk control between EPC, DEVCON, and the project sponsor in power generation. This enhances our margins. And third, having a more balanced cash flows by combining stable cash flows from power generation and services with DEVCON cyclicality. In page 42, we can see an illustrative example to understand how our DEVCON and power generation business units interact in a specific project. We have identified some confusion in the market when talking about some concepts like equity leverage IRR, CAPEX, EPC costs, and so on. Let us please describe the way we express our targets and all these metrics. In previous pages, Javier has detailed the EPC costs and DEVCON revenues. These figures are represented on the left of the page. DEVCON revenue includes not only EPC costs, but also EPC and development margin. We call it DEVCON margin. A second column, we have other SPV costs that are the costs related to raising the financing of the SPV and some SPV creation costs. By adding other SPV costs to the mentioned DEVCON revenue, we arrive to the total SPV CapEx or project CapEx. That is the red column in the middle of the page. This is the CapEx to be invested by our power generation unit. Our financial strategy is to finance this SPV CapEx with non-recourse debt, project finance, in an average amount of 70%, and the rest, 30%, is the equity that power generation business unit has to invest into the project or SPV. Our power generation equity leverage IRR targets refer to this power generation equity contribution. In all this process, remember that DEVCON is generating what we call DEVCON margin, that taking out SG&As and taxes arrives to DEVCON cash. You see it in the second column on the right. DEVCON cash is available for Solar Pack to fund its equity needs, and therefore it enhances global Solar Pack's returns. We are not giving specific targets for this enhanced IRR, but as an average, considering 10%-15% DEVCON margin, the improvement could mean approx 3-4 percentage points to be added to the power generation equity leverage IRR. Please move now to slide 43. Our organization is designed to expand internationally and in an efficient and risk-controlled manner. We have an adequate balance of required local presence with central functions benefiting from economies of scale globally and ensuring a consistent way of doing things across the territories. With this organization, we have been able to develop 31 solar PV projects in six different jurisdictions and to have a high-quality project portfolio in four continents. We are strengthening the organization in central areas and key markets where we want to expand to make sure we are ready for delivering the upcoming growth. For example, in the last months, we have reinforced some areas like engineering and construction, digitalization, energy sales, project finance, sustainability, and people. Out of the 264 people in Solar Pack, we have 219 people directly working in the business areas and only 35 people in support areas. And it is also remarkable our international approach, having more than 50% of our people outside Spain. Let's move now to slide 44 to discuss our strict financial and risk control approach. Again, this slide has not changed from the previous strategy update 2 years ago, as we maintain the same approach. We have two pillars in our strategy: profitable growth and balanced risk. And we use five levers to improve and manage both strategic pillars: vertical integration, country and currency selection, depth versus breadth in geographies, rigorous approach to investments, project rotation policy. For keeping track of all these aspects, we use our key metrics that allow us to have a transparent and fast decision-making process that is fully aligned with the strategic guidelines of our board of directors. For managing profitable growth, we measure DEVCON margins, power generation IRRs, target order intake, and target installed capacity. For managing a balanced risk, we use asset rotation, percentage of build and sell versus build and own, power generation limits for contracted revenues, power generation plus services thresholds for currency exposure,